The Shoemaker and the Elves. Once upon a time, there was an old shoemaker who lived with his wife. The shoemaker was a hard worker, and he made nice shoes. But his shop was in an older part of town, and not many shoppers came to the old part of town anymore. Each month, the shoemaker sold fewer shoes, and so each month he had less money. Most of the money he made was used to buy food and pay for his shop. He rarely bought new leather for making new shoes. The day finally arrived when he sold his last pair of shoes, and there was only enough leather left to make one more pair. Those are going to have to be sold in order for the old man and his wife to eat. They did not know what they were going to do. It seemed likely they would have to sell their shop and move to another town and hope they could make and sell shoes there. The old shoemaker cut out the shapes from the leather that he would sew together to make a nice pair of gentlemen's boots. The wife said to her husband as he finished cutting out the leather, "Come to bed now, husband, and say a prayer for a better day. Perhaps tomorrow will be better." She said this nearly every night, for she was a faithful woman and knew that someday her husband's hard work would be rewarded. So the couple went to bed with the pieces for a pair of boots still lying on the table. That night, it was cold and windy. The windows of the shop rattled with the wind beating against them, and the shoemaker and his wife pulled the blankets up around them to keep warm. They weren't the only ones who were cold. As it happens, there were elves out in the night, feeling cold in the wind, desperately searching for a warm place to stay. They wandered past the shoemaker's store and heard the whispered prayers for a better day to come. Elves can hear whispers through walls, you know. The elves said to each other, "These are people who need help. We are good helpers. We need a place to get out of this wind. We could trade. Let's go in here to be warm and help them in return." So the elves crept in through a small crack in the door. They warmed themselves by the coals that smoldered in the fireplace. When they were warm, they looked around the old shoemaker's shop. They found the leather on the table and thought the best way to repay the shoemaker for the shelter of his home was to stitch the boots together for him. They worked through the night to stitch the boots. Then they polished them until they were as shiny as glass. In the morning, the elves left. The shoemaker and his wife awoke to find the most beautiful pair of gentlemen's boots they had ever seen. The shoemaker did good work, but these boots had the tiniest stitches and the shiniest polish. The shoemaker said to his wife, "I will be able to sell these boots easily, but I should go to the new part of town where people can see them. Not enough people pass by our old shop anymore." So he took the shiny boots and went to the new part of town. There was a crowd of people gathered to admire the fine boots the shoemaker carried. It was not long before someone offered him a handsome price for the boots. The shoemaker was able to buy some bread and cheese for their supper and still had enough money to buy more leather. If he cut the new leather carefully, he would be able to make 2 new pairs of shoes. He took the leather home and got right to work cutting out the pieces for 4 new shoes. 1 pair would be for a lady. The other pair of shoes could be for a child. While he worked, the shoemaker's wife prepared the bread and cheese into warm cheese sandwiches for their supper. As the day ended, the shoemaker had just finished cutting out the pieces for all 4 shoes. The shoemaker and his wife ate their simple supper together and spoke of the good fortune that their prayer had brought. That night they went to bed, and the shoemaker once again said a prayer for better days to come. That night, the elves returned. The shoemaker's shop was a comfortable and warm place for them to spend the night, and again they overheard the prayer of the shoemaker. So after they warmed themselves by the embers in the fireplace, they looked on the table where they found bits of leather were cut. As a return favor, they once again stitched all the leather pieces together to make a pair of ladies' shoes and a pair of shoes for a child. Again, the shoes were polished so brightly they looked like glass. Once again, as morning dawned, the shoemaker and his wife rose to discover beautiful shoes finished and set on the work table. "I wonder who is making our shoes for us," said the wife. "I don't know," said the shoemaker, "but this is a blessing I will not waste." Again, the shoemaker took the shoes to the busy side of town where he could sell them more easily. Again, a crowd gathered, and the shoemaker sold these shoes for enough money to buy some meat and vegetables for supper, and again, more new leather. This time, he will be able to make 4 pairs of shoes. It took the rest of the day to cut out all the pieces for all these new shoes. The shoemaker's wife cooked a splendid meal, and at the end of the day, they ate their supper, after which they laid out the pieces for the 4 new pairs of shoes. That's 8 shoes altogether. They would work to make the shoes in the morning. They went to bed, saying their prayers of thanks for the better days that had come their way. As you could guess, the elves came again, for now they knew of a warm place to stay where they could do a favor in return. They enjoyed making the shoes. They knew that they had been helpful. In the middle of the night, the shoemaker's wife stirred and awoke. She whispered to her husband, "Let's peek into the workroom and see if there is someone who is making these shoes." The shoemaker and his wife crept out of bed as quietly as they could, but they saw nothing. Remember, I said, elves can hear whispers through walls. Well, they heard the wife whisper to her husband. They did not want to be seen. They quickly put down the bits of leather and hid. So the shoemaker and his wife saw nothing in the darkness of the workroom. They went back to bed, wondering how the shoes had been finished the past nights. "It's okay, tomorrow we'll make the shoes ourselves." They felt happy for the help that they had mysteriously been given and for the new fresh start. When it was quiet again, the elves went back to their work and finished all the shoes just by morning. Much to their surprise, the shoemaker and his wife again found shoes ready to be sold when they woke up. Word had begun to spread among people in the busy part of town about a man who sold fabulous shoes and boots. Several people came by the shop early that morning to see if there were any more shoes available. So this day, the shoemaker did not need to leave his shop to sell the shoes. Each day, he sold all the shoes that were made. Each day, he bought food for one day and spent the rest of the money on more leather for more shoes. Each night he finished cutting the leather, and of course, each morning, there were new, finished, shiny shoes on the work table. But the shoemaker and his wife were still very curious about how their prayer for a better tomorrow was being accomplished. So in the night, they crept out of bed and looked into the workroom. But this time, they did not whisper or make a sound as they got up from their bed. So this time, they saw the small elves working on the shoes. The next morning, the wife said to her husband, "When the shoes are sold this time, can we spend some money on cloth? I want to make warm clothes for the elves. They look so cold, and we owe them so much for bringing people back to our shop." So the wife made warm little shirts and warm little trousers for each elf. That night, they put the clothes on the table instead of the cut pieces of leather. When the elves came to the shoemaker's house, they found the clothes and were delighted with them. They put them on and felt warm and comfortable. There were no shoes for them to sew in return for the gift of clothes, so they cleaned the house instead. That was the last night the elves came to the shoemaker's home. They were warm in their new clothes. They no longer needed to stand by the shoemaker's fireplace. Never again did the shoemaker and his wife awake to find finished shoes on their table. But because all the people all over town came to the shoemaker's shop, and because the shoemaker continued to make good shoes by himself, the shoemaker and his wife were able to live well. Their better days had come with the help of the elves. They were glad to have helped the elves in return with warm clothes that they had made. The end.